Hello, this is Dane, and I'm reviewing the Yamaha TSX 130 clock radio. It's available in the USA, as I understand it, though what variant it comes in for the USA, I'm not quite sure. We will talk about that as we go on in this podcast. But first, my email address is d.trethowan, T-R-E-T-H-O-W-A-N, at me.com. So, the Yamaha TSX 130 clock radio. It's probably unlike any clock radio you're likely to see. With a price quite unlike any clock radio that you've ever seen. In retail dollars, this magnificent machine sells for $599 Australian dollars. So what do you get for that? A magnificent machine, no doubt about it. So what justifies it? Well, in the TSX 130, in the Australian model, you get an iPhone dock, which can take an iPod Touch or an iPod Nano. Pretty much most of the iPods around. You get 15 watts RMS per channel, a multi-format CD player, which can handle MP3 files, a USB port, which I will demonstrate, and a DAB plus FM radio, which sounds very impressive. Well, you would think it would want to at $599. There is a model down from this, the TSX 120, for $499 Australian dollars, which has
alert, low battery, 10% of battery remaining.
Thank you, that's my iPhone, which has all the functions of the TSX 130, minus the CD player and minus the USB port. However, it does have a auxiliary line in socket, so you may prefer that. I prefer the 130 for reasons I'll describe a little later on. So, what does it look like? It looks like a very square wooden box, measuring from 12 inches from left to right, 12 and a half inches left to right, 8.5 inches from front to back, and 3.5 inches height. A wooden box with 2 3-inch speakers on the front, an LCD screen in the middle, the CD drive with a front-loading drawer below that, sums up the front. On the top, it is flat, so you can put things on the top of it should you want to. I don't, because I tend to think it might upset the acoustic sound of the unit. I've never really tried putting anything up the top though, so don't take what I just said for gospel. And in the middle on the top, near the front, we have a control panel. In the middle of this, at the back of the control panel, is the iPod dock. So you just plug your iPhone or your iPod into this. There is a connector there, and I'll deal with that a little later on as well. So, on the front, you have quite a few controls in two rows. The left two are the volume controls up and down on the front. The button in the middle is the snooze sleep button. And the three buttons on the right are the enter, plus and minus buttons for setting the alarm. There are four rectangular buttons behind those, which deal with setting alarms 1 and 2, and they can be set to multiple sources i.e. your CD player, USB port, etc., and tones as well. Now behind that is the second row of round buttons. To the left is power on and off, the stop button, the pause play button, and the previous next button, and the eject button for the CD player. The unit also has a remote control, and this is interesting because it has buttons for functions which are not available on the main control panel itself. For example, to set the clock, you need the remote control, so always wise to have it handy. The clock is not accessible to be set, as far as I know. However, that's a minor drawback in my opinion, given what this machine has to offer. So you have, on the remote control, you have at the top your on-off power button, your snooze-sleep button, then your source buttons, CD, USB port, radio and iPod dock, your preset up and down buttons for your radio, your up and down buttons for your radio tuning, and a function button which allows you to set memories, delete memories and so on. And as yet, I haven't found a way to access that, but I'm sure I will. I'm still learning about this unit. The clock button. Then you have a set of five buttons, which are your menu buttons and your navigation buttons. I've not dealt with the four miniature round buttons at each corner of the pie buttons, which I like to call them, because they're divided up into quarters that look like a pie cut into four, with an enter button in the middle of those. I do know that when you're playing the iPhone or iPod through the dock, that the top button leads you into a menu, the left and right buttons take you through that menu, and the enter selects, and the iPhone will talk if you have voiceover enabled through the Yamaha speakers. When you're playing the iPod, the bottom quarter of the pie acts as your play pause, and the left and right as your previous and next track buttons. Below that we have three buttons which are folder buttons, which are used to navigate your USB device, whether that be a hard drive or a memory stick. No, they don't talk, but then again, you generally know what you copy onto your memory stick, so there's no reason why you can't navigate through the folders, given that you know what you've put there in the first place. The next three buttons are your DSP effect button, which cycles through DSP presets such as heavy, hall, light, classical, rock, and so on, and your random button and your repeat button, which are obvious. By default, the Yamaha DSP is set to normal. And last but not least on the remote control is your mute button and your volume up and down buttons. Interestingly, the remote control doesn't run on AAA or AA batteries, it runs on a coin cell. I've seen them, they look exactly like coins. That's the best way to describe them, so therefore if you saw one you'd know exactly what I was talking about, and I think they're rated at around about 4 volts each. And in order to remove the battery, you have to use a screwdriver or a similar device to open the battery compartment at the bottom of the remote control. So let's go back to the unit itself and have a look at the back. And on each side at the rear is a port for each speaker. On the left-hand side at the rear is an antenna socket, which is an F-type connector. And screwed onto that, in my case, is the indoor antenna which the Yamaha came with. I would advise you to get some rabbit ears for this, particularly if you're going to be using DAB radio. The UK version, I know, comes equipped with DAB standard, and the Australian model comes equipped with DAB plus standard. And I believe the US model is equipped with standard AM as well as FM. On the right at the back, we have the entry for the power cord. And in Australia, it is pretty typical. Your two-pin plug with for your 240 volt, 50 hertz. And obviously in America, that would be different. 110 at 60 kilohertz. All righty, well, let's turn on the DAB radio and enjoy a little bit of music, shall we? Or enjoy something. And it takes a while to come on, so I'll just press the DAB source button. I forgot to mention that at the top left-hand corner of the remote, of the control panel on the unit are four source buttons. They are your DAB plus FM button, your iPod dock button, and above that, your CD button and your USB button. When each of those buttons is pressed, the source is switched to and playback starts if it can. Now, there's a lot of interference in here, otherwise I'd demonstrate to you the FM band. And I'm on the DAB plus band at the moment. And of course, me not being able to read the screen, I can't tell you what we're tuned to, but I do know what we're tuned to. It is my MP, and that's what it says on the screen. And using the remote control, you can scroll the screen through various other texts that DAB may present, such as song title and artist, in the case of a talkback channel, who's calling, and so on. So if I press the memory up button or the preset up button on a remote control.
This car, because like yours,
We
my family
move
deserves
to
the very best.
MTR,
They deserve
which is a
Kumho.
talkback station.
Kumho
And if I
tires
press it again,
available from all.
memory up, we move to Melbourne Classic Rock. And if I press the memory up button again, we are back on my MP. How do I know this? Because I had someone set three memories in the unit for me at various places. When the DAB plus stations are scanned into the unit, by default, the unit sorts them alphabetically. So, for example, if I use the station down button, I go from my MP to 3AW Plus. If I press the
That is good
station down
news.
button again,
You're selling.
Yes, we did it last
I go from
Thursday,
3AW Plus
Friday. We're doing
to
it today.
3AW.
Well, there was a very
And if I
lucky
press
man
the
who's
memory
sitting at
up
Geelong
button,
Railway.
I go back to my MP. Now, I can't quite follow the logic here. I'll have to get someone to look at the display. But my MP must have some sort of characteristic that puts it above 3AW. If I press the preset up, sorry, the station up button from here, I go to
As the network board
774,
SQ2 3
local
in Melbourne,
ABC radio.
SQ331 in Sydney, and SQ321 in.
So I can get around the DAB plus band from one of the three memories that I've set by remembering where everything is. Last time I did a scan with this radio, there were 38 stations on the DAB plus band. I don't think there are any more, but any users of DAB Plus would know that it's a good idea to periodically do a scan of the DAB Plus bands to see if anything else has come up. Probably once a month, I would say, would be a good option. Alright, so how do you do a scan? It's a little difficult. You do need sighted assistance with this radio because you've got to go into the menus using the radio function button, which is next to the station up and down buttons, and that brings up a menu with an initial scan option. The one good thing about all this is that when you get your TSX-130 and plug it in for the first time and switch to the DAB Plus radio, the unit automatically does an initial scan and all the available stations are scanned in for you. So all you have to do then is use the station up and down buttons and at a later time at your convenience get someone to put in memory what you desire, if anything at all. I know people who use these things and who don't even worry about the memories. They just up and down as if they were using another tuner or anything else because they remember where things are. So they have their memory. Alrighty, well, we're finished listening to DAB radio, I think. So what say we plug the iPhone in and have a play with that. So I'll just press the iPod dock source button. Now, I did hear a battery warning on my iPhone a little while ago, so I better get that and rescue that. Where are we? Here we are.
Dismiss button. Tweet. Double tap to open.
And a good time to plug the iPhone into the dock too. Now, I always turn the Yamaha off when I'm plugging the iPhone in. I know there's no reason to, but that's just something I do.
Screen locked.
And I always lock the iPhone when I'm plugging it in too. So I'm plugging it into the dock now on the top, and you have to be a bit careful to line up the socket with the dock connector. Okay, it's in.
1223.
So I just press the iPod dock source button again. And as you can hear, the iPod is playing. So what can we do from here? I have a Bluetooth keyboard. So I can lie on my bed where I am at the moment and press the pause button on the Bluetooth keyboard.
1224, screen locked.
As you can hear, the iPhone is coming out the speakers of the Yamaha. So I'm moving away a little bit here, and I'm
double
using the keyboard,
open.
So let me navigate the screen.
TXTN Drive Pro, Blog Booster, Feeds, page 3 of 4, Phone, Mail, 3, Safari, iPod, double
As
tap
you can
to
hear,
open.
I can navigate the screen, so I'll open the iPod.
iPod playlists, Genius playlist.
And I will select a playlist.
Add playlist. Purchased. Favorites.
Favorites.
Favorites, heading. Now playing, button. Search, search field, shuffle.
Shuffle. So there we are. So I'll just press the pause button on the keyboard here. Or maybe I'll see what the next track will be. So I'll press the next button on the keyboard.
I can remember when
previous track. If I press that twice, it'll go back to the previous track. I can I'll pause that now. Now, you probably heard VoiceOver tell you that a new screen had come up on the iPod. So to stop that, you can use the keyboard to
speech off.
Turn speech off.
Speech on.
And you may want to do that depending on how competent you are at using these devices. Now, of course, if you don't want to use the keyboard, you can use the remote control to perform functions such as pressing the bottom of the Pi will play. See? Yep, there we are. Pressing the right of the Pi will go to the next track. Press the bottom of the Pi again to stop.
Enter the Humperdinck, A Man Without Love, The Spirit of the 60s, 1968.
As you heard, the iPhone announced the artist and album. Now turn the volume up a little bit because I want to show you something else that you can do, which turns this little Yamaha TSX-130 into a full radio experience.
Home. iPod. Double tap to open.
I'm now going to navigate through the screen of the iPhone to an application which has been reviewed, I'm sure, many times on various forums called UTunes, which is an application that turns your iPhone into an internet radio.
Mail. Phone. Page 3 of 4, feeds, blog booster, TXTN Drive Pro, tweet, time signal, text expander, I'm plus, sunrise and set, speakers, Skype, 3, Prismo, OO Tunes.
Here we are.
Double tap to open. OO Tunes, welcome to OO Tunes, hit, back, button, back to lists.
And maybe we don't have media figures as big as Alan, but it
now
was
we are listening to 2GB in Sydney.
I get it so many
via
times.
The internet.
It's not funny.
So
both
with an iPhone
along,
or an iPod Touch
but
attached,
that event in particular
we turn
was more
the Yamaha TSX-130 into a fully accessible and usable internet radio. A beautiful sounding internet radio too. Let's just stop this now.
Has given these people.
Oh yeah.
2GB, built-in web browser, 2GB 831 kbps. Return to home screen. Previous item. Stop or start. Stop or start.
All right. So that is the unit with the iPod or iPhone connected. So one final thing I will do in this demonstration is connect a USB device to this incredible machine. Okay, so I'm back and I've just brought with me my iRiver H320. And in this example, it's going to be used as a hard drive. So we'll be taking data from the drive of the iRiver rather than using its amplifier to play things back with. So I've copied some books and documentaries to the iRiver from my computer, and I'm just plugging in the USB cable to the iRiver, and now I plug it into the USB port of the Yamaha TSX-320. Again, I turn the unit off out of habit when I'm doing this sort of thing. I probably don't need to, but I do. And I'm just plugging the cable in. Yep, got it the right way. And now I press the USB source button. You can do this from the remote control or the main unit. It'll give us a bit of volume. The hard drive of the iRiver has just started up.
Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Who Killed Angelique, written by Emma Darcy and read by Stephanie Daniel.
Now,
be sure to visit our website at
www.belinda.com. Available to us on the remote
details
control as we had with the iPod. In fact, we have a few more.
End of this recording.
So, if I press the right of the Pi.
The Dedication, Chapter 1. 3 p.m., Tuesday, the 25th of May.
We advance by track.
Chapter 2. 3:10 p.m.
Left of the Pi.
Chapter 1.
Takes us back tracks.
3 p.m., Tuesday, the 25th of May.
And we have our folder movement options.
She laughed.
So
it wasn't funny.
If I press
it never had been
the right
funny.
Of these keys,
I picked up CD 2.
We go to the next folder, which is CD 2. If I press it again,
CD3.
If I press the left,
CD2.
Yeah, nice. Very, very nice. So simple, so elegant, so convenient. Well, that about wraps it up for my review of this device, and I think it is well worth the money that I paid for it, given that what I get out of it. And if you've got an iPhone, you are certainly going to love it. The model below, the 120, also has the dock. So it's up to you which one you get. And if you have an iRiver or some sort of card reader that you can plug into the USB port, you're really going to love it still, because you can just copy your books to it. Yes, it's unfortunate that it won't play Daisy books, but it does at least play MP3, and there are plenty of MP3 books available that you can copy from CD. And of course, copying is illegal, but you can back things up onto your computer. That's not illegal. Alrighty, I'll give you my email address again. It's GRTD. My email address is d.trethowen@me.com. That's d.trethowen@me.com. And thank you for having me at your place. And I'm sure I'll pop up again on Blind Cool Tech, or Blind Fool's Rec if you prefer, before too long. And if I don't talk to you before, have a very, very safe Merry Christmas. And I hope that next year will be a good year for you too.